We start with some breaking news out of Pakistan, where we're hearing reports that one person has been killed in the latest protests against a video which insults Islam. Now, police in the southern city of Karachi have created a high security zone around the U.S. consulate. Imtiaz Tayeb joins us on the line from Islamabad. Imtiaz, what are you hearing about the situation there in Karachi?
Yeah, well, what we know is that thousands of protesters a couple of hours ago started marching towards the U.S. consulate in Karachi in protest against this film, which, of course, many find deeply offensive. Now, we know that this protest was organized by a group, a small religious group called Majlis Wahadat Muslimin. They, of course, have called on their supporters to march on to the U.S. consulate. We understand that Pakistani security forces struggled to keep them back. This group managed to get quite close to the consulate. In fact, we also understand that they were able to set on fire a police checkpost, which is relatively near to the U.S. consulate. Now, in an attempt to keep this crowd back, we understand the security and police officials had used tear gas, aerial firing, and water cannons to push this crowd back, this very angry crowd. So a very volatile and quite unpredictable situation right now on the streets of Karachi.
Indeed. And why do you think this particular protest got violent when we've been seeing protests across Pakistan, but they've remained largely peaceful?
You're absolutely right. In fact, I went to a protest on Friday after Friday prayers, and many had thought that these protests would become violent, that the anger would result in the kind of scenes that we're seeing in Karachi, but that didn't happen. In fact, many editorials in Sunday newspapers were praising Pakistanis for showing their restraint as opposed to Muslims in other countries, and yet here we have this situation in Karachi, and one could only imagine what set these people off. Of course, so we can only speculate at this stage, but there are certain religious groups here in Pakistan which have not been calling for cooler heads, and that perhaps is behind this. Still, whatever the case is, this protest has become violent. We are hearing that at least one person is dead, at least five protesters injured, and three police have been injured as well. So again, it's become quite volatile, and the police, as we understand it, have managed to push this crowd back, but are struggling to keep them where they are for now.
And MTS, have we heard anything from the government in the past week as to people's reactions to this video?
Well, the government, quite interesting, very quickly condemned this video. They didn't explicitly appeal for calm, but at least for the first few days, that's what they got. But one would imagine that the president or indeed the prime minister will have to issue some sort of appeal for calm. Judging from what's happened in Karachi, they no doubt do not want to see the kind of scenes that we're seeing in Karachi erupt in other cities like Lahore and Islamabad and around the country. Of course, this issue, which has offended so many Muslims around the world and, of course, has sparked violent protests in other countries, many people are worried that that too could happen here in Pakistan. And, of course, what we're seeing in Karachi will no doubt be of grave concern to the government.
But it is interesting, isn't it, MTS, because this video has been blocked in Pakistan, so presumably most people, if not all of them, haven't seen it.
You're absolutely right. In fact, I tried to go on to YouTube and other video sharing sites to see if I could watch this video. It was unavailable. It was blocked. The Interior Minister, Rahman Malik, has put a team in place to ensure that this video is not able to download or be able to be viewed online here in Pakistan. It seems to have some sort of success, but one could only imagine that many Pakistanis have heard what the content of the video is, or indeed seeing the kind of anger and the rage that we've seen in other countries, and of course have made them angry. Still, we should point out that this is only a crowd of a few thousand people who have gotten out of control in Karachi. Of course, as you rightly point out, many, many protests have taken place in Pakistan. All of them have been peaceful up until now. So it would seem that at least many Pakistanis are, while disapproving of the content of this video, have decided to protest peacefully. But of course, as we're seeing in Karachi, those thousands of people who joined this specific protest felt differently and, of course, have been trying to charge the U.S. consulate. And as we've been hearing, at least one person dead and eight people injured in what's become a very volatile situation as these protesters continue to clash with police.
Indeed. Okay, MTS, thanks very much for bringing us the latest. We'll keep a close eye on events there in Karachi and come back to you as we see the story unfolding.